VOA News. Zimbabwe opposition politician Tendai Biti has been denied asylum in Zambia after authorities in Zimbabwe briefly detained him as he tried to cross the border. Human Rights Watch reported the news in a tweet on Wednesday, saying Zambia is expected to send Biti and five others back to Zimbabwe. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare that Zimbabwe's main opposition party is hopeful it will win its challenge of election results, despite its claims that state security officials are targeting its members.
The spokesman for the main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, told VOA Wednesday that many of its senior officials had gone into hiding, fearing arrests or abductions since the July 30th polls officially won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Despite what the opposition calls an operation targeting its members, it was still hopeful to be declared the winner of the election. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
World Health Organization and Congolese medical workers began vaccinating other health workers against the deadly Ebola virus on Wednesday. The health ministry says 43 people are believed to have been infected in North Kivu and Ituri provinces. 36 of them have died. Turkey's energy minister on Wednesday said his country will continue to buy natural gas from Iran. Turkey has a long-term supply contract for natural gas from the country. The announcement followed by one day a tweet from President Trump that said anyone trading with Iran will not do business with the United States. The U.S. is preparing for retaliatory cyber attacks from Iran as a result of sanctions going back into effect against the country this week. Cybersecurity and intelligence experts have been watching the situation since May, when President Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. This is VOA News.